The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the guests and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Networking Arizona is brought to you by Hypnotic One. You can visit them on the web at hypnoticone.com. That's hypnotic, the number one, .com. The show is also brought to you by Flash Forward Sites. The proof is in your numbers. Learn more at flashforwardsites.com.
Welcome to Networking Arizona with host Carol Blonder. You'll hear interviews with businesses located throughout the valley. Networking, it makes a difference. If I
trade it. Welcome to the show, everyone. And if you didn't hear me say it yesterday, Happy New Year to everybody out there. I am going to go in right away with my first guest who is on my show, has been on my show now several times. I have with me Deborah Olson. Deborah, you are the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. Please tell everybody a little tiny bit about yourself and what you're so excited about and coming on today to talk about.
Thank you, Carol. Happy New Year.
Thanks.
Yes, I am so excited to be with you today and to discuss a little bit about a big event coming up in March. Just a little background about me quick. I am a author now of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, which has won 6 literary awards.
Award-winning author.
Yes, I am a psychotherapist in private practice here in Houston, Texas. I've been in practice for almost 2 decades. And I am a registered nurse. That was my first career back in the day. So I draw on many decades of experience with not only women's physical health, but women's emotional health. And what I'm really excited about today and want to talk to you and your guest audience about is our upcoming event in March from the 10th through the 13th this year, 2022, here in Texas, in our Texas Hill Country Wine Country. It's in Fredericksburg, which is a quaint, delightful little town, first settled very long time ago by German settlers, and it still retains some of that authenticity with the German flavor, German restaurants, and cute, quaint little shops, a darling main street, lovely restaurants there, fresh farm-to-table places. It's just amazing, and it's in the heart of our Texas wine country, which is now way up there. It can compete with the best of them, and we have lovely wineries that we're going to be visiting this weekend. So what this weekend is going to look like, we're going to gather together at our host hotel and resort, which is a spa as well as a lovely, quaint little place called the Inn on Barron's Creek. We'll be there on Thursday night for an opening reception, and then Friday I will be doing a presentation in the morning. We'll be talking about girlfriends. We'll be talking about my book. We will have some around-the-table discussions with small groups. We'll get into some kind of nitty-gritty things about the dynamics in friendships and all the pieces that go with that. We'll break for a lunch. We'll have time on your own in the afternoon to shop or visit wineries. The next day on Saturday, we'll have, again, a short presentation by me in the morning. Then we will take a shuttle bus to a winery nearby and have a private wine tasting at this winery and a wonderful lunch. It's going to be amazing. And the wine shuttle that we will be riding will be with us for the afternoon. If anybody cares to go on to other wineries and do more samplings, there are many, 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 many wineries within a tiny short distance right there at Fredericksburg. Sunday we'll have our closing session in the morning, another presentation by me, and then we will be wrapping up by noon so people can check out of their rooms and head on home. There will be lots and lots of wonderful girlfriends swag. I'm not going to spoil the surprise, but we're going to have
wonderful. Love that swag.
But yes, I love the swag.
I also want to talk a little bit about, you said that they need to register, and you're talking today because, you know, you want the earlier the better. The early bird catches the worm. So
exactly.
Tell them what you're doing for people who register early.
Yes, so we are running an early bird special. If you register with your girlfriend together, then you get $100 off your total package. So when you register with your bestie and you call us and you give us your information and register together, it's $50 off for her and $50 off for you. So that's a biggie, and we're running that right now, which is a just an amazing discount. The other piece I have to say is if you want to stay in our host hotel, this host resort and spa, where the rest of us will be, it's in on Barron's Creek. We have a block of rooms saved for just us at a discounted price that will be good until February the 8th. So please don't delay. If you're going to do this, the time is now if you want to be in our special discounted block of rooms. So you literally get up in the morning, you walk down the hall to our conference room, and so you don't have to even get in your car. And it makes everything really, really convenient. And the spa is right there, too.
Now, the website to go to is Deborah-Olson.com/retreat. You can also call them. Their phone number is 713-389-0745. Everyone's going to want to go up on the website and check it out. This is going to be March 10th through the 13th, and it's going to be a great fun for everybody out there. And we're going to talk a bit about the need for that in just a second. But I want to make sure that people get on this early, because $50 off for each of you besties for if you do that early. And so give them a call. Again, that number is 713-839-0745, or go to Deborah-Olson.com/retreat. Before you came on today, we were talking, and you've been through a tough year, but also a lot of people have too. And one of the things that you said was so important to you was that you wanted people to be with people again, and talk a little bit about being alone and being with someone like your best friend, your bestie.
Exactly, Carol. Well, I just want to say real quick that I just read that Psychology Today just published 5 of the most common regrets. And one of those 5 is, I wished I had stayed in better touch with my girlfriends. So right there, when they did a survey and they found, you know, what are people's most common regrets, being not with your friends is one of the most common regrets that people have. And I think right now that's especially poignant and especially relevant, because we've been through a couple years now, almost 2 years, with this whole pandemic thing, and people have been cut off and quarantined away from family and friends, and that's been really, really tough on us physically, emotionally, and mentally. So what better time than now to realize it's time to gather back with my tribe, it's time for me to see and be with my besties again, because we need that emotionally. We need that to fill our cups back up. And we have all been through a lot. I've personally been through quite a bit with just things going on with my own family, and we've had a lot of hurdles to get over. So what I have learned just on a personal basis and a personal level is, during these really bad firestorms that find us, the one thing that we can do for ourselves is grab onto our girlfriends, reach out to them, and talk to them and tell them what it is you need. And also, just if you're a person that has a girlfriend going through something, please, please pick up the phone, text her, call her, offer to come be with her. We can't walk through these firestorms alone. We've got to have our tribe of friends around us.
Well, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk further. This retreat is March 10th through the 13th. And if you want to do something with this bestie, do it early. Get registered early. And go and call them at 713-389-0745. Or go up on the website. It's Deborah-Olson.com, /retreat. Hang tight. We'll be back in just a minute. So welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Deborah Olson. She's calling in from Texas, and she is the author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, How to Create Your Best Life Through Female Connections. And she's really excited because they're having a retreat that's happening on March 10th through the 13th, and you want to register early because you get $50 off per guestie. So if you do 2 girlfriends come in at that one time when you register, you get $50 off each. That's $100 off the retreat. Now you can go up on the website, which is Deborah-Olson.com/retreat. You can also call them. Their phone number is 713-389-0745. And I got on the phone with you when we were talking at the break for a second, because I do want to talk about your book. You know, and a little tiny bit, it's an award-winning book, and the reason why you wrote it, obviously, and how it's going to kind of intertwine with this girlfriend weekend.
Yes, absolutely, Carol. Well, the book came out of several things. It was a culmination of my many years of experience working as a professional with women, first as an RN, working in OB, GYN, all of that, and then I transitioned into mental health and got more degrees in psychology so that I could have my own practice. So I've done that for almost two decades now. And so the book is a culmination of all my years working with women. It's also been a product of my own friendships. I've been blessed to have many, many dear, dear friends across the country as we've moved around through the years for my husband's career. I've collected friends, and so I've kept the old friends and made new, and kept the olds and made new. And now I have this lovely, wonderful collection of friends that live all over, and I just can't tell you what that has done to enrich my life and keep me going through the years. Then the other piece here is just, I really, in thinking about what I wanted to do with this book, I talked to some friends of ours who said, you have done such a great job of staying in contact with people that and keeping the friendship going that you haven't seen in decades. And there are some friends that when we were busy raising our children through the years, we weren't able to be with each other physically or even pick up the phone very often, but we sent cards to each other and we really kept those friendships alive with different holiday cards and birthday cards. And now, all these years later, we are still very tight. And so people have said, there's a recipe there somewhere. You've got to share that recipe in your book. You've got to tell people what it takes to maintain friends across the decades, across the state lines, across life transitions. That's not easy. So my book was to help people and guide them through all of that as well.
It's a great book. And what's really great, too, is if you do have like a book club, it's really fun to have her even come. She can call in now because you can do that with Zoom and be a part of your book club, which is really cool. At each end of each chapter, there's also questionnaires. It's really not just a book that you read. You know, it's a book that can is it can it's rather deep. You know, it's kind of neat because it's so deep. And girlfriends can be girls can be pretty deep too. You know,
absolutely.
We love going on, you know, going away together, and that's what you're going to be doing for this retreat is getting girlfriends together, and a lot of people haven't been able to do that. Obviously, the way we do things today is completely different than what we were doing just a couple of years ago, but everything is going to be safe. Everything is going to be made sure for that. I wanted to just get that out, I'm sure.
Yes.
And it's important because everybody wants to know that. But from what I know, and my daughter's in theater, I mean, they're doing it just different protocol. Different protocols now. That's all. Doesn't mean that you need to stop your life completely. But, you know, and that's what's so wonderful. So you can check out the retreat. It's at Deborah-Olson.com/retreat. And if you do it early, if you get the, register early, two of the girlfriends, you bring one of your girlfriends along and you're going to get $50 off each of you. So that's $100 off there. So, and that's March 10th through the 13th. What will you be talking about when you're on the retreat?
So we will be talking about a lot of different components of friendship, and some of the things we'll be talking about kind of fall out of what was in the book, so we'll take it the next step. We'll take some things even deeper that are mentioned in the book. We will talk about things like the different levels of friendship. I designed it's called the Olson Friendship Framework, and it's my own design that I created to really highlight the different levels of friendship. We know that not all friendships are necessarily equal in the way that some are deep, some are not deep, some are more superficial.
Some are mean girls.
Yeah. Yes. And so some are definitely mean girls.
Right?
Yes. We talk about toxic friendships in my book, and in the retreat we'll be talking about toxic friendships because that is something that a lot of people want to get into, and they want to know, how do I deal with this, and how do I know when somebody's toxic, and what are the signs of that? So we're going to be talking about all of that because we know it's out there. We've all experienced it. Mm-hmm. And mean girls, as you say, yes, that's exactly right. We need to be equipped and ready to spot it and then know what to do. But we also need to celebrate the different levels of friendship, and why do we need acquaintances? There's a reason we need to have the outer level of friendship, the acquaintance level. We need those people. And during COVID, that's been a level that we haven't really been able to be with very much. The people at Starbucks that pour our coffee in the morning, we know them because we see them at Starbucks every day prior to COVID, but now we haven't been able to do that maybe as much, and so we've missed those acquaintances, and the research is telling us, hey, we are missing that, and it's taking away something that we've value, and that's not okay. So we need to get back to a lot of that. We'll be talking about all of that. We go into some real depth about these different topics of friendship. So we'll have round the circle discussions where you talk with your table mates about different topics. And as you mentioned, there are discussion questions at the end of each chapter in my book, and those lend themselves to great conversations and book clubs. And I've spoken to a lot of women's clubs and had women luncheons that people say, you know, will you be our keynote speaker? We're going to talk about friendships. And so I will open it up with some of the things out of the discussion questions, and the people will talk about that around their table. They love that. So
I also wanted to bring up something to remind you of something that you wanted to talk about too, which was self-care, something that people have not been, and you yourself are mm-hmm. culprit of that same thing. So let's talk a little bit about why it was important for you to also talk about the importance of self-care.
Yes, exactly, Carol. So self-care is something that is so important for all of us women, because we are nurturers and caregivers for everybody else first and foremost, but we put ourselves, of course, last. And so very often we are the forgotten person at the bottom of the heap, and we don't get to our own self-care. That is really one of my New Year's resolutions this year. I really need to do a better job of self-care for me. And I'm very guilty of putting the needs of my husband or my kids or my grandkids before my own. So I need to do a better job with that. And I think that different times in our lives when we go through some real trials and tribulations, all of a sudden we realize I'm not feeling very good. I'm not feeling good emotionally. Why would that be? Well, maybe because we haven't been doing self-care.
You know, how many people can relate to that, you know, especially us women? We've just been through the holidays. I can tell you now, my hands can prove how non-self-care I've been to myself. Because, you know, we've been cooking and doing and wrapping and going and putting away and doing all the stuff that we do on a daily basis. We forget about ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes.
And this retreat would be something that you could do for yourself as well.
Yes, absolutely. And what I like to tell people, too, is if you know somebody, a girlfriend, a sister, a mother, a daughter, who's maybe gone through a really tough time, certainly with COVID, there's lots of people out there who've really suffered. And if you know somebody who's really suffered and they would benefit from coming away for a couple of days and coming to this retreat, maybe gift it to them. And maybe you want to go in with another family member to do that together. But this is a great gift to help that lady, that daughter, sister, friend, to get back to themselves. We all need to travel that road back to ourselves.
It's a girlfriend's Texas wine country retreat. So you're going to have a lot of fun. It's a very old established town that has a little quaint village in the front, you know, a little town where you can walk around and great shopping, lots of great meals, wine tasting presentations by you, which is really fun to do and listen to her and to meet more people, make some more friends.
Yes, very true. And what happens at these retreats, I've done these before in Galveston, Texas, close to where I live, and what happens is, believe it or not, by the end of the weekend, you have made new friends because you've been around a table talking about these different topics on friendship and having lunches together. And so if you are somebody who wants to make a new friend or two, this is a great way to do it. And Fredericksburg, like you just said, Carol, the cutest little Texas town. It has a German influence still there from its very beginnings. It's historical, very darling little town, and right in the heart of our Texas wine country. I want to say, if you're flying in from Phoenix or from another state in the U.S. and you want to get to Fredericksburg, probably the best airports that are an hour away would be the Austin Airport and the airport in San Antonio. Those are the two biggest cities, an hour away, different directions, that would have the best accommodations for air travel.
Well, we all need something. It's a new year. It's a new you. Go have some fun, right? And
Absolutely.
Do it with a girlfriend. And if you register early, you're getting an early bird special. That's $50 off for each of you. And so you can go up on the website, which is Deborah-Olson.com/retreat. You can call them. Their phone number is 713-389-0745. It's March 10th through the 13th, and it's going to be a lot of fun. What are some of your, really quickly, what are your final words? You got less than a minute.
What I would say is, we've all been through such a tough time here in the last 2 years with the pandemic, and we are feeling it now. It's really starting to affect people, and it's in their soul, and they're starting to feel really tired and really drawn out and tapped out. And what better way to refuel your tank than to come away with your bestie and spend a weekend having wonderful fresh food and wonderful wines and laughing and walking and shopping and enjoying beautiful scenery. The Texas Hill Country is beautiful. Think Sonoma, California, and the beautiful scenery there, very similar to how it looks around Fredericksburg.
It's March 10th through the 13th. Check it out. It's at Deborah-Olson.com/retreat.